single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer.
God is good all the time, God is good. Welcome to Living Life. Yesterday, we saw that 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 9 was divided into two parts. First part was about the identity of Christians, and second part was about the resources of Christians. In the first part, Paul pointed out the identity of servants, church, and believers. Paul said that we are not men's or women's servant, but we are servants of God, a call by Jesus Christ and appointed by God the Father. Moreover, the church does not belong to people, but it belongs to God. Lastly, we are the saints of God, the holy people, who are set apart from this world. In the second part, Paul was emphasizing that as Christians, we possess inside of us three resources, namely the grace of God, the Holy Spirit, and the fellowship with Christ and with saints. These resources will help us as we pursue pure and holy life in this world. And today we will see the first problem that the Church of Corinth was facing. What was the first problem? Let's read the passage and find out.
First Corinthians chapter 1, verses 10 through 17. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, so no one can say that you were baptized in my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power.
Welcome back to Living Life. The first problem was a division inside of church in Corinth. Let's read verse 10. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Paul said that there should be no division among church members. The word division in Greek is schismata, where the English word schism comes from. It means to split, to rend, to tear apart. And this division was not only in the world out there, but it was, like Paul said, among you, yes, inside of our church. I grew up in Korean churches in overseas, and there was a strong division amongst church members. As a result, one church split into two, later it split into two, three, and four. Unfortunately, many of us have seen or experienced the church division. How do we handle the division inside of the church? It's very difficult to handle, for sure. But let me give you three solutions in the light of today's passage. I'll give you 3 points. First, remember the fellow believers are our brothers and sisters in Christ. Secondly, stay humble. Lastly, focus on Jesus Christ. Let's get started with point number one. Let's read verse 10 again. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. We have to always keep in mind that church members are brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul says, I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. If there is division in church, fellow believers become either our friends or foes, especially those who are not with us or not on our side become our enemies. But Paul emphasizes the fact that they are our brothers and sisters in Christ. That's a reason why our approach to our brothers and sisters in Christ should be with tender heart and full of love. Paul says, I appeal to you. To appeal in Greek is parakaleo. Para means in English, my side, like the word parallel. And kaleo means call. So whenever there is a conflict or argument, we should call our brothers and sisters in Christ to our side, giving them the benefit of the doubt. And we share, talk, ask, plead, beg over the matter with tender heart and full of love. Let's move on to the point number two. We have to stay humble. Let's read verses 11 and 12. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Here we see that Paul pinpoints the reason of division. It was quarrels among church members. The church was splitting into groups, quarreling and arguing over something. There was a severe strife between factions and cliques in the church. One group says, I follow Paul. Another group says, I follow Apollos. And another group says, I follow none of them but Christ. Basically, everyone was exalting some former preacher over other preachers of the church. I assume that one group liked preaching style of Paul. The other group liked preaching style of Apollos. One group liked Paul's emphasis on doctrines and salvation. The other group liked traditions and rituals, which was emphasized by Apollos. And there was a third group. They said, we are fed up with these two groups and their spiritual leaders. We don't follow any of them. We follow only Jesus Christ. What do we see here? We see pride, arrogance, and selfishness of each faction. We are right. You guys are wrong. Our preference is better. Your preference makes no sense. Every group was exalting itself and looking down upon other groups and judging them. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 3, Paul says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Paul says that we should stay humble and think others better than us and more valuable than us. This is how we become unselfish. Unless our fellow believers are not heretics, believing false doctrines regarding salvation, we should always stay humble, consider our brothers and sisters better than ourselves and their preferences more valuable than us. And we concede, yield, and respect our brothers and sisters in Christ. We do this because we are inferior to them? No, we do this because this is what God wants. If we stay humble and consider others better than us, God will reward us. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 34 says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. And if we stay humble, he will be gracious to us. Proverbs 22:4 says, humility is the fear of the Lord. It wages our riches and honor and life. If we stay humble, God will reward with wages. What is our wages? Riches and honor and life. So let us humble ourselves before God and consider others better than us. That's what God wants from us. Lastly, we have to focus on Jesus Christ when we experience a division. Let's read verses 13 and 17. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. Paul was saying to the church in Corinth, is Christ divided? is part of Christ over here with this group and part of him over there with that group? Who rules the church? Who is the Lord? Jesus Christ cannot be divided. There is only one Lord, only one person who is called the Lord Jesus Christ. It was Jesus Christ who died for us. It was Jesus Christ who saved us from our sin and death. Paul also says in verse 17 that his only focus is to preach the gospel. He said, focus on the gospel. What is the gospel? The gospel is the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we don't focus on the gospel, it is impossible to see other Christians who are not with us, who are not on our side, who are acting like our enemies as our brothers and sisters in Christ. Only when we focus on the cross, we can say to our fellow believers who are opposing us as my brothers and my sisters in Christ, because the same Jesus who died for me died for my fellow believers as well. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. At the same time, he is their Lord and their Savior as well. Therefore, we can only reconcile with other Christians when we focus on Jesus Christ. Moreover, we cannot humble ourselves unless we focus on the gospel. When other Christians try to look down upon us and oppose us, our natural instinct says, do the same thing to them. Revenge. If you receive one, pay back with threefold. However, when we see the cross, when we focus on the gospel, we can stay humble because at the cross, Jesus said to those who killed him, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing. This is the gospel. We don't pay back, but we love instead. Let me sum up. Are you experiencing church division? Focus on the cross. Focus on the gospel. It will make you humble and tender-hearted. It will make you see your opponents in your church as your dear brothers and sisters in Christ. Let me wrap up today's message with a few questions. Does the cross make you humble and tender-hearted? Does the cross make you loving so that you see your enemy in your church as your true brothers and sisters in Christ? Do you seek the unity of all believers? Let's pray. Dear God, help me to fix my eyes on the cross so that I can show true love to my fellow believers. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Reaching a portal and stepping in closer, CGM.